Let's face it, we've all experienced some frustration at some point with opening a jar or doing up tiny buttons on clothes. But for many people with chronic illnesses or disability, this can have major consequences. Now, a group of health organisations has joined forces to call on governments and the business community to look at more accessible packaging and products. Here's National Disability Affairs reporter Naz Campanella.
When Sydney woman Sophie Marmont had her son 17 years ago, finding the right pram was tough. The 49-year-old lives with cerebral palsy, which impacts her speech and the dexterity in her hands. Every pram she looked at required navigating lots of little clips to get her son in and out. Lucky for her, some helpful friends replaced many of the clips with Velcro.
I couldn't independently undo it. So I actually, at the time, with a couple of very clever ladies who actually adapted that pram for me.
People kindly gave her baby clothes with press studs and tiny buttons, which were impossible for her to do up, which is why she preferred using outfits with zippers to dress her son.
I told my son that he wore pyjamas for the first 6 months of his life because that was the only thing that I could find that was easy for me to zip up.
Sophie Marmont isn't alone in her experience. I also have issues navigating packaging due to a neurological condition which impacts the sensitivity and movement in my hands. When I go shopping, I look for cans with pull rings and I often need people to loosen the tops of bottles. Now 11 health organisations have teamed up to push for action. They've formed the Accessible Product Design Alliance, targeting governments and businesses to create more accessible packaging and products. The group includes organisations like the Cerebral Palsy Alliance, Arthritis Australia and Pain Australia. Carol Bennett is the CEO at Pain Australia.
People having to contact someone else to come and help them, either open a jar or, you know, unseal the little container of the milk bottle that they can't undo, just so that they can feed themselves, so they lose their independence.
She says injuries caused through inaccessible packaging are also common.
Where people, you know, they're trying to get into a jam jar, for instance, that doesn't open and they pour boiling water over it and manage to scald themselves, or they might, you know, use a sharp knife to try and open the lid.
Arthritis Australia has released guidelines to help businesses design accessible packaging and products. And Carol Bennett says Pain Australia knows of some pharmaceutical companies that have begun discussing designing packaging that is both accessible and childproof. But she says it's time for other industries to step up.
There is a market here, and we're talking about 1 in 5 people living with some form of arthritis or chronic pain or chronic condition. So, you know, this market is big, it's growing, and we know that those people will opt to purchase products that are going to enable them to function better in their daily life.
Pain Australia CEO Carol Bennett ending that report from Naz Campanella.